Let's open our Bibles this morning to Matthew chapter 8, verse 2, please. We're going to look at this three different accounts. If you search Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there are 19 individual healings. Now, of course, there's a lot, you know, there's multitudes of people were healed in the ministry of Jesus. Now, it looks like more than that, but like this one, this is recorded three different times. But there are 19 individual healings. And it's, what a marvelous study to see people receive from Jesus. And I want you to see this morning just how easy it is to receive from him. In the second verse, Matthew 8, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." Now, there are millions upon millions upon millions of Christian people today that have this same problem. They know he can, but is it his will? Well, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Look what Jesus said. "I will." "I will." He's no respecter of persons. If he ever said that to anybody, then he says that to everybody. Because he is the will of God in action for all men for all time. Glory to God. You missed a place to shout right there. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be thou clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now, Mark chapter 1. And we'll look at the 40th verse. "There came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, 'If you will, you can make me clean.'" Now, Mark adds this comment. Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, "I will, be thou clean." As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. Now, we'll look in Luke chapter 5. In the 12th verse, Luke 5:12, "It came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy." Now, Luke, being a physician, he gives more detail in several places about sick people. So the Dr. Luke let us know he's in stage 4. He's full of leprosy. In other words, he's dying. It's all over him. My goodness. My. Now, "who seeing Jesus fell on his face." Now we see something. We see from these accounts that he kneeled and worshiped him. And then at some moment there, he just fell on his face. Because you see, those two writers don't contradict one another. Both of them are right. He kneeled and then he just fell on his face, worshiping him. This sounds like it only took, 10 seconds. We don't know how long this went on. We don't know how long. He just worshiped him and just worshiped him and worshiped him. Moved with compassion. Jesus moved with compassion. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. He put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Now, let's take a look at this. A man in stage 4 leprosy. Can you imagine how nasty and filthy those old leprous sores all over him, probably open running sores? Nobody's had anything to do with this man for years, except another leper. Nobody would dare touch him. But compassion did. Does that say something to you? Oh, it does to me. I tell you, the compassion of God, the compassion of Jesus himself. Glory to God. And now the man's on his face. So Jesus, I just see him. I can just see him just get down there right in the dirt with him. and just get right in his face and say, what one translation says, of course I will. Isn't that good? Yeah. Of course I will. That's what he's saying to you this morning. Of course I will. And now you and I are on this side of the cross. Amen. He bore our sickness. He carried our pain. Amen. And he's saying the same thing to you and me this morning. Of course I will. What's he saying? Of course it's my will. Absolutely my will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you imagine how ridiculous it would be to have the idea that Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our pains in his own body on the tree? And then say it's not God's will to heal today? Let me ask you something. Does God ever change?
No.
Did you know his name's not God? That came out of German theology. Gott. No, he's got a lot of names. And in the English Bible, we it's just God this and God that and God this. But he is Jehovah Rapha.
Yes.
Yes. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Yes. His name is healing.
Yes.
So when did he change his name?
Yes.
He didn't.
Amen.
He didn't. He had theologians take care of that for him. And they really screwed it up. Because he's never changed. He is the Lord that healeth thee. Well, yes, Brother Copeland, but you see, that was in the Old Testament, and that was for the Jews. Well, what about the other 11 tribes? Huh? I like that. Yeah. Jew is just short for Judah. No, it's not the Jews. It's the seed of Abraham.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if the new covenant is a better covenant with better promises, we didn't get cut out. We got more of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody got healed of asthma right then, just while I was talking. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, suck some good clean air down in those heal lungs right now. Hallelujah. Oh, I got healed of that when I was a little boy. I know what that's like when I was just a little guy for a short time. Praise God. But thank God. I thank God for mothers that pray. Amen. Now, my daddy was a praying man, but, you know, mama was serious. I mean, while dad's out working, she's praying. And she prayed polio off of me when I was a little kid. I'm telling you, that's amazing. Yeah. And this is back during the time when polio was just, and I had a good friend. She was a little bit, a few years older than me. And that horrible disease attacked her. Well, I was in bed with what they thought was the flu. And I had a stack of magazines laying on my bed there. I was, 12 probably. I don't think it's any older than that. 10 to 12, something like that. But I was feeling better. And my magazines were stacked down there. And so I decided, well, I'm going to get one of my magazines. And I couldn't. Why can't I make my body move? I'm propped up in the bed, but I'm wanting to reach over there and get my magazines, but my body not working. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, you know, man, I hollered mama. She came running in there and I told her. Well, it never occurred to me. Polio never occurred to me. I just couldn't figure out what was happening to me. Man, I'm telling you, she hit her knees and she didn't get up. She stayed right there until I could pick up that magazine. Amen. We were preaching in Shreveport, Louisiana, glory in me. This is back in the very early days of our ministry. And I was holding a meeting in Life Tabernacle. And Life Tabernacle was Carolyn Savelle's home church. And it was at the same time that Jerry Savelle got saved in the meeting. It wasn't this particular meeting, but it was in the same church. And let's see, Jerry had accepted the Lord the next time I was there, I believe. Anyway, I checked in there on Sunday night. The meeting started on Monday morning. And I felt a tightness that night in church, Sunday night. And we were just sitting there in the pew, particularly during the worship service. They had one of the greatest piano players I've ever heard in my life. And Anna Jean Price. Oh, I tell you, she's something. And I'm just enjoying the music and I felt this thing kind of tight inside my leg. But I didn't pay any attention to it much. And the next morning, when I got up, oh, man, I had pain. It was, oh, and it just kept getting worse. And it started moving down my leg and lodged in there somewhere above my, right inside my leg there, above my knee. And it got so bad, I'd walk out on the platform under the anointing and the pain would leave. I'd step off that platform, and there was one time I stepped off the platform and I screamed out loud before I could stop it. It just slammed me with the worst pain that I'd ever had up to that time. Well, I won't go through all the things, but that happened day after day after day and got worse and worse and worse. Well, this was during the days we didn't have an airplane yet, and so we were still riding the airlines. And this is back when Love Field was in what was the airport. DFW didn't exist. So We got to the gate, and oh man, sitting on that in that airline seat, coming. I'll tell you, me and that leg is sitting there, thoom, 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 thoom. Man, I'm hurting. And I'm quoting every scripture I can think of. Just, you know, believe in God, standing on the word of God. You're not doing this to me, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And so I just took my stand, just bit down on it. What Gloria called bulldog faith.
All right.
The mascot at KCBC is bulldog. We got bulldog faith. Amen. So, and the devil said, it's a mile from that gate up to the terminal to get your luggage, and I'm going to kill you. He said, I'm going to kill you with that. I said, no, you ain't killing anybody. We got off of the airplane. There was a guy standing there. Nobody called him. He was standing there with a wheelchair. He said, you need this. That wheelchair looks so good. Oh, man. I said, no, thank you. Heal men don't need wheelchairs. And it was just about a mile walk from that. It was the furthest gate from the terminal where that airplane parked. And I said, oh, Jesus, here we go. So my dad and mom picked us up and at the airport. And I said, we had to go past their house to get out to our house. I said, Daddy, let's go home. Let's go to your house. I don't want to stay in this car for long enough to get to my house. He said, okay. So they just stopped there at the house. And I went back in that back bedroom, which was my bedroom for when I lived at home. And by this time, it's about, oh, you know, it's about midnight, I guess, the time I got in bed. And I got in bed and fell off to sleep. Now, Mama sat down in a chair right there at the end of my bed, praying in tongues. Like I told you last night, Mama would say, hit it in tongues, boy, hit it in tongues. Man, I mean, she sounded like a machine. Praying in the Spirit. And I went off to sleep. About 3 o'clock, I sat straight up in bed. I mean, just sat straight up in bed. Mother said, that did it. Good night. Every symptom gone. Now I'm talking to somebody. Somebody in here that God's been dealing with you to do that. And you haven't been doing it.
Oh, hallelujah.
My grandfather had malignant tumors across the back of his shoulders. And he'd been in the hospital, but they just sent him home. And she's sitting up with him. Guess what she's doing? Oh, she's praying. And she fell off to sleep. And he woke her up. And it frightened her at first. She thought she'd let him die. And she woke up and he was out of the bed. And he's doing this. She said, Papa, what are you doing? He said, I'm getting rid of this cancer. She said, you're getting rid of the cancer? He said, yeah. He said, this is what Jesus told me to do. And he's doing this. She said, why? He said, I don't know. He's standing right there. Ask him. Totally healed. Totally healed. Praise God. It is the perfect will of God to heal the sick.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a faith community here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry. Discover new gifts and talents and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
I'm Dove Morgan Schmidt. I'm from Bristow, Oklahoma now. And my roots go deep into Texas, though, in Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And he's just such an awesome, awesome minister of the gospel and changed our lives. And talk about multiplication. Brother Copeland has multiplied everywhere all over the world. And we multiply that as well, you know, with what we do. But Brother Copeland is just such an encouragement. I thank God for him. One night, it was August 7th. Of last year, and I was walking in the yard. It was about 10 o'clock at night, and something hit my foot that was so painful, and it was a baby copperhead had bit me twice. And that was such a shock to me because of walking in the Word all these years. You think that kind of thing is never going to happen to you. But immediately, I needed an ambulance. My blood pressure on the ambulance was 267 over 165. The challenge was finding a hospital with anti-venom serum. And so they went to one hospital, they didn't have it. So we had to go to another hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So they hurried me through ER. Of course, I didn't have to wait. And hooked me up in ICU to, I had six or eight vials of anti-venom. And I was there 3 days in ICU. And it was a very traumatic time, and my foot got huge. I just called on the Lord, you know. I would play my phone, and I raise a hallelujah would be playing all the time. You know, I remember one of the nurses came in, she goes, "I feel Jesus in here." And it was all, I just had prayer going everywhere, and I'm just so grateful for the Word of God being strong in me from all the years of being hooked up with ministries of faith like Brother Copeland's. And I asked a nurse, I said, "What is in that anti-venom serum? How do they do that?" As I was getting another vial put in me. And she said, "You know, honey, it's called Crofab and it's lamb's blood." And I'm like, hallelujah. I told her, I said, "Oh my gosh, the Lamb of God has gave his blood for me." And now they have it for snake serum, that it's an actual sheep's blood that makes you well. So it was just an amazing time, even though the attack came. But I knew that God was in the middle of it because he loves me so much. Well, my foot kind of died. I mean, it was like about a third of my foot. I didn't have any feeling. I came to the minister's conference. I've been coming for many years. Tuesday, when Rick Renner came up and Brother Copeland was introducing him, and Brother Copeland said, "This is the signature scripture of God's signature of his love." And Brother Copeland read Mark 16 about, "You'll take up serpents and you'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." Well, right when I heard the word, faith came, because faith comes by hearing the word. And it just struck me. And here I was sitting in the row and I thought, you know what? I need to take up that serpent, even though it happened a year and a half ago. It's just something just came alive in me. And then as Rick Renner was preaching, I had this hot foot. It was like all of a sudden my foot kind of had a cramp in it or something. Then all of a sudden I realized my foot has feeling in it. So I was just telling everybody. I was trying to listen to the sermon, but I was so excited. I couldn't wait to share it. So my foot, 3 days later, 2 days later, it has the same exact feeling as the other foot. It's because of his great love. You know, he loves us so much. And that's the foundation of what he did when he sent Jesus for the world.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. The promises God has given you in his word are proof of his eternal love for you. God is a good father, the best you could ever have. He wants his family to experience the health, prosperity, and complete wholeness that his covenant love provides. As you saw in the partner feature, Dove Morgan Schmidt put her trust in God's word for healing when she faced a life-threatening situation. It was her faith in his word and his great love that filled her with peace and caused healing to manifest in her body. All the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen. He is no respecter of persons, but he is a respecter of faith. What he has promised, he will do it for you if you will trust him to bring his word to pass in your life. Just like Dove trusted in God's promises for her healing, you can trust in God's promises for your financial abundance. In Luke 6:38, God says, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." In this scripture, God has promised that when you give, it will be given back to you in abundance. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. The Bible also says that God cannot lie and he'll never change. What he says in his word is absolute, unchangeable truth. And you can be sure every promise he gives you, he will make it come to pass in your life. Today is offering day on the broadcast. We can give you an opportunity to put God's promises to work so you can receive the financial abundance he's planned for you. Just like a natural seed needs good ground to grow and bear fruit, the same is true for financial seeds. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is good ground for you to sow your seed into. We are faithful stewards of the offerings we receive. Partners, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are so thankful for your prayers and financial support. Because of God's faithfulness and your partnership, we're reaching the world with the truth that Jesus loves them and he's coming soon. You're helping us preach the uncompromised message of faith around the world on every available voice. And your offering also gives us a point of contact so we can agree with you for things you're believing for. Let me pray over your offering today, and let's thank God for the abundant harvest of your seed. Father, thank you for serving us with seed to sow. As you served us with bread for our food, and you're multiplying every seed we sow, increasing our fruit of righteousness and enriching us in everything to all bountifulness, and we thank you for it. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for the harvest on the seed you have sown. To give by text, you can text the letters KCM to 36609. Together, we are sending the word of faith to people around the world.